Book critic John Leonard has a review of a new collection by political columnist Molly Ivins. It's called Molly Ivins Can't Say That, Can She?
I am quoted on the jacket of this book as having said somewhere on TV that Molly Ivins is my favorite newspaper columnist in the whole world. This isn't the only time I have been quoted accurately, but for once I actually agree with myself. The big, blonde, radical populist Texan is not only my favorite newspaper columnist down in Dallas, but my favorite magazine columnist in Ms., The Progressive, The Nation, Mother Jones, and in all the other small, lefty publications she writes for, when anybody else with half her talent would long ago have made a shrewd career move to the big-money mainstream slicks. In these essays from the last two decades, she has terrific things to say about football, country music, health spas, debutantes, Madonna and the White Trash Hall of Fame, John Henry Falk, Ann Richards, and her dead dog, whose name I can't mention on family radio. But politics are what inspire the wild peach orchard boar in Molly Ivins, her Shakespearean vulgarity. She is a combination of Lily Tomlin and Mother Courage, a rude angel, a scornful wit, and a righteous scourge. To our brain pans, she applies an SOS magic scouring pad. About Texas, she says it may be changing, hordes of Yankee yuppies moving in and we have herpes bars, roller discos, and other symptoms of civilization. But it's still a state that's hell on women and horses. The sky is bigger because there aren't any trees. Cowboys mostly stink, and it's hot. Oh, God, it is hot. Of a congressman, she says, if his IQ slips any lower, we'll have to water him twice a day. A new governor, quote, shows signs of intelligence above the vegetable level, which means he will never make the list of truly great governors, such as Dolph Briscoe, the living pet rock. The attorney general is so mean, he wouldn't spit in your ear if your brains were on fire. She is pleased to report that it's illegal again to be gay in Texas. They reinstated our sodomy statute, so people can legally screw pigs in public but not each other in private. And that's just local politics. On the national level, Ronald Reagan is so dumb that if he put his brains in a bee, it would fly backwards. Oliver North, lying to Congress, was sincere enough to gag a maggot. Dan Quayle looks exactly like Princess Di, while Mrs. Quayle looks exactly like Prince Charles. What more could any woman want? She recommends that the CIA start a chapter of Nun Killers Anonymous. Nor does she approve of a Gulf War to make the world safe for feudal Islamic fiefdoms. In her opinion, there's not a thing wrong with the ideals and mechanisms outlined in the liberties set forth in the Constitution of the United States. The only problem is the founders left a lot of people out of the Constitution. They left out poor people, and black people, and female people. It is possible, she says, to read the history of this country as one long struggle to extend the liberties established in our Constitution to everyone in America. It's also possible, indeed obligatory, to read Molly Ivins in the same way. And if she hurts our feelings, well, there's a country music song we should listen in on. It's called I Am Going Back to Dallas to See If There Could Be Anything Worse Than Losing You.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Molly Ivins Can't Say That, Can She? I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.